We are learning Maseches Beya, Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, and we're beginning on top of the Amud, a new Mishnah. This Mishnah will be continuing the sugya of Mekech HaMemkar on Yom Tov and Uvda Dechol. Zok the Mishnah, Rido Eimer, Sheikel Adam Basar Keneged HaKli or Keneged HaKupitz. If you want to pick up some meat from the butcher, and you're not going to make up a price, but he wants to know how much he gave you, what's the weight? So he wants to weigh the basar. So he's not going to weigh it in a regular scale, connected a regular weight. But if he knows the weight of a certain utensil or a certain meat cleaver, he could put it on the other side of the scale. He knows the cleaver weighs a pound, so he can measure a pound of meat, connected the cleaver against the cleaver, and therefore he knows, and that's not of the dechayel, because he's doing a shinui, that's not the normal way of weighing. You cannot use a scale whatsoever that's over the chayil and he holds it's asa. Zok to Gemara, my kolika. What's the lashon kolika? Just say asa. It's asa to do my kolika. I'm Rav Yehuda. I'm Shmuel. I fill the shomim na'achbaram. A big chiddush. You now use a scale on Yom Tov, even or Shabbos as well. You now use a scale even to keep the meat there to watch it from the achbaram. For example, the scale is a little in a higher place. And mice can't reach there, so you want to store the meat in the scale. The lach is also because it looks like over the chal. Looks like I'm weighing the piece of meat, and that's what it means. Kol ikka, the chacham said kol ikka. Even in that oifen, it's still also. I'm ravida ba'oven, but who the talia betrita? It's only if the scale is set up with its tabas, which means it's set up as a scale. But if you just have the cup of the scale and it's not attached to the whole mechanism of the scale, then it's fine. It's not over the chal. I'm ravida mashmul. Another halacha. Tabach Uman, a professional butcher who could weigh things by holding a weight in one hand, holding the meat in the other hand, and he could weigh the meat against the weight just by holding them. Talach is also lishko basar b'yad. He can't do it b'yad because that's a normal way of doing it since he's a mumcha in that, and that's the way he does it in the weekday or so. So it's a problem of the rechayel, and it's a problem of measuring, which is a problem of the rechayel. Om Rav Yudam HaShmuel, Tabach Uman, someone agaris here, Tabach Uman, but Tabach Uman, oisa lishko basar b'mayim. It's also to weigh the meat by putting it into a cup and it has lines. And you know from trial and error that when it displaces this amount of water and it goes up this at this height, then it goes up at this height and that's how much it weighs. You notice from other things, and the halacha is that. You know this from other ways. The halacha is that in this case, it's also to do. You can't do a mayim. And this is dafka now tavach umam because anyone could use a water cup to measure. And halacha is also to do. It goes to the chal. Amar Rav Chiya Bar, she also lasses beis yad basar. You're not allowed to make a hole in the basar. Rashi learns it means to make a hole in the basar in order to carry it home. They used to make like a little hole in the basar, make like a handle. And this way, you could walk home with a piece of meat by holding onto the handle. And why is it asar? So Rashi learns it's awesome because it's like you have to change from the regular Mekech HaMemkar, and this is like regular weekday Mekech HaMemkar, and therefore it's awesome. Mashenkin, the Reina Chananel, the Rambam also learns like that the reason is because it's like making it a kli. You see this idea of making something a kli by basa. Omra, vina v'yadashari, but if you make this hole with your hand, not with a knife, then the halach is that it's mutter because that's not the normal way of doing it. Omra, huna, mutter lasis simen basa. You're allowed to make a simen in the basar, in order that you should recognize that's your basar. For example, you're sending home, the butcher's sending home his meat with a shliach, with a messenger, and you want to make sure it's the same meat. So you got to make a simen in the meat. And what's an example of a simen? Kehoda Rav Bar Avuna mechatek le'atlas karnasa. Rav Bar Avuna used to make his meat cuts all triangular shape, which was not a normal shape. And that was simen. They knew that was his meat. And that you let it do on Yom Tov, because that is not the problem of the dechal. Rav Chiya and Rav Shimon b'Rebbe, Rav Chiya and Rav Shimon, the sons of Rebbe, Shoyk l'monok neged malav Yom Tov. They used to split the meat for Yom Tov. They used to weigh one piece of meat against the other piece of meat, and this way they knew they took exact the same amount. So that's what they used to do. It was in the house. That's the way they did it. So the Marav, Rav Kasha, come on, look at Rav Yehuda Rabbanan. It's not like the Rav Yehuda. It's not like the Rabbanan. Ki ikra Rav Yehuda ha'oimer, Rav Yehuda, even the Rav Yehuda was mate. He is only matter, Shoykel Adam. He says, Shoykel Adam basa connected kli. You could weigh the basa against a kli, a utensil, connected a kupas, or connected a cleaver, connected a kli ink, connected a meter, connected a lawyer, but you can't do agavi other things. And Rashi explains, because by a kli, that b'choy lav halchi orche, it's not normal. It's very normal to, when you split something, at home, you split two pieces of meat, you weigh one connected to the other one. So that's very normal. So it's not you do all it's also. I'm sure if you're a banan, it's also. But you can't do, you can't use it anything. You can't use a maznaim at all. You can't use a scale at all. So who is this Rav Chiya and Rav Shimon going like? It's not like Rav Yehuda. It's not like Rav Banan. So they are going like the Tana Rav Yeshua, which is not brought down in our Brisa. They're not brought down in our Mishnah, because the Brisa brings down a new Tana Rav Yeshua. The Tana Rav Yeshua, Imer, Shoiklim Monok Nega Monok B'Yomtiv. They allowed to weigh a piece of meat against another piece of meat against another piece of meat on Yomtiv. Om Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says Aloch Rav Yeshua. He passed like Rav Yeshua. This third Tana, he passed like Rav Yeshua. Why? Even though he's not in our Mishnah, so usually if it's not in our Mishnah, there'll be a reason not to pass like that. But my sense in Becharis, it sounds like the Bryce, there's a Mishnah like him in Becharis. What's the Mishnah in Becharis? The Tanan. Learn to the Mishnah. Psule amakdashim hanasim lahekdish, v'sheikle mo'ona k'negamon avabachar. So we have to explain this Mishnah. The halacha is that psule amakdashim is something that was hektish, and it got a mum, and you applied it, and now it became chulin. Even when it becomes chulin, it still retains certain halachas of hektish. That you only let it eat it, you can't work with it, you can't use vegiz v'avoida, you only let it shecht it and eat it. So you normally, the halacha would be, it's just like a hektish you can't sell in the butcher shop, or weigh it like a regular weighing, it would be also. But the halacha is, v'psul maktashim, you're allowed to weigh it normally. What's the reason? Because Psula Makdashim, the money goes to hektish. You have something that's hektish, it got a mum, you paid it, the money goes to hektish. Now, you can sell it for much more money, if you paid it for much more money, if the person who buys it knows, he could sell it in the butcher shop, or he could weigh it. Therefore, it's worth more money. So since Hana'asam hektish, since the Hana goes to hektish, therefore, he is allowed to weigh it normally because it gives more value to hektish. But there's another thing. Bechar and Ma'isa Behema. Bechar and Ma'isa Behema are karbonis that inala be paid. And even if it gets a mum, you can't be paid it. Even if it gets a mum, you can't be paid it. What you do is you shecht and eat it. There, the halacha is, as all the dinim of psulim makdashim, that you have to shecht and eat it. But here, you can't shecht it in the itlis. You can't bring it to the butcher shop and sell it in the butcher shop and weigh it like a regular weighing. Why? Because here, who's in the game? The bialim. The bialim is a hedyet. It's not hektish. The bialim is the kayin or a maisa behemah is the yisrael. The bialim. The bialim is a hedyet. And there's no reason to allow him to do this, to make it more value to him. Why should you do that? And therefore, it retains that halacha of hektish. You now sell in the itlis. So the Mishnah reads like this. The Mishnah says that psuli amakdash v'nas lahektish, therefore you're allowed to sell it for itlis. By Bechor HaMais Behem, you're not allowed to sell it for itlis, but that means you're not allowed to weigh it regularly or sell in the butcher. But v'shoiklim mona k'negah mona v'bechor, but you're allowed to weigh one piece of meat k'negah the other piece of meat by Bechor. So you let him weigh one piece of meat k'negah the other piece of meat. So what do you see? You see that we're not, that's not called over the Bechor, because just like there's a problem on Shabbos over the Chol, there's a problem taking hekdesh and doing mundane things with it. So if Yivak was saying Gabi hekdesh is mutter to do with a piece of meat connected to another piece of meat, so same thing by, like Rabbi Yeshua, by Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're allowed to do that. So since it's arrived in the Mishnah, like Rabbi Yeshua, he passes like Rabbi Yeshua. Omle Abaya, that Mishnah has nothing to do with Rabbi Yeshua. Why? But Dimaloyi, I can't come Rabbi Yeshua Hachol like a Bazarian Kachim. All Rabbi Yeshua said is that regarding Yom Tiv, it's not Uvda Dechol to do a mana k'nega mana. But maybe by Kachim, by Bechor, he holds this is a problem. Hosnik of Zayin Kachim, lie. Maybe he holds this Zayin Kachim. What does Zayin Kachim have to do with Uvda Dechol of Shabbos and Yom Tiv? And the other way also. Inami, I'd come to come to Hosom, I'm sure Lemechsig of Nechol. So Ray Rashi explains like this, that over that over there, it's not, doesn't look like it's a mechira. By mechira, by selling, in the case of Bechor, you're selling it. When you sell something, you always use weights. You don't weigh one piece of meat connected to another piece of meat. And therefore, it's not a mundane thing to do a meat connected meat, because it's not normal. Of a hacha, here, it's a normal way to split things. The mechti of the chol, it looks like of the chol, loy, it's also to do. And therefore, maybe according to the Mishnah and Becharis, you're not allowed to do this thing on Yontif. Because on Yontif, that's a normal way of splitting things. Because on every day, it's a normal way of splitting. The normal way of splitting two pieces of meat is weighing connect one meat, connect another meat. Since that's normal, so you now do it on Yontif. Mashenkin, in the case of Bechor was selling it, that's not, when you sell something, you don't do one piece of meat, another piece of meat. Akapanim, therefore, Abaya argues on the whole premise that the Mishnah and Becharis is like Rabbi Shua. And the Gemara just says now a zaitiga thing. The Gemara says it comes out that sounds like Rav Chiya and Shimon Rebbe, they used to split by weighing one piece of meat connected to another piece of meat. It sounds like they were very makbid on each other to get exact amount each of them. The main of the kapti adadi. It's mashma, the Rav Chiya and Rav Shimon, the children of Rebbe, were makbar on each other. Pick the more of a hanu, Shev binasa, to also be Rebbe. But one time, Rebbe got 7 fish to his house. Also be Rebbe. Shtaka, chamish bin Abi Rav Chiya. And Rav Chiya took 5 of them, 5 out of 7. Look up Rav Shimon Rebbe. Rav Shimon Rebbe wasn't upset. So you see that they were makbar on each other. So why here, with the way things, since when are they so makbar? Or a papa, you're right. And you have to say the story. The story wasn't with Rav Chiya and Shimon Rebbe; it was someone else. Shodi Gavrim. Now you have to switch one of the men out. Rav Chiya, Rav Shimon, Rav Yosi. Either it was Rav Chiya and Shimon, Rav Yosi who were splitting. Rav Shimon, Rebbe, Rakapara, or was Rav Shimon, Rebbe, Rakapara, and not Rav Chiya and Rav Shimon, Rebbe, who taka were not makben on each other. Look, Mishnah Vayikra. Next Mishnah is talking about Machshirei Eichon Nefesh. The halacha is that you're allowed to do malachos tzarich eichel nefesh on yantiv. Machshir eichel nefesh is machlokes tanoim, which we'll see in the Gemara. Machshir eichel nefesh means something to facilitate, be able to do eichel nefesh. For example, fixing a knife, that's a case of machshir eichel nefesh. Our Mishnah holds that machshir eichel nefesh is aser. It says, "Ein machshizim asakim yantiv, hinala sharpen your knife on yantiv, av masir gavei charetav." You could do it a day shinu. Let's say your knife got dull. So what you could do is, you could just scrape it against a different knife, and that's a machinery, and therefore that you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. Om Rav Huna. Talk to Gemara. Om Rav Huna. Loi shanu, this whole issa that we're saying, now mashchizim esakin, el mashchizim shal evan, only a wooden sharpener. A mashchizim shal eitz, but a stone. El mashchizim shal evan, only a stone sharpener, that's the normal way of sharpening a knife, that's where it's also. A mashchizim shal eitz, but a wood sharpener, then it's mutter, because that's a shinui. So Rav Huna says, our Mishnah is only answering if it's evan, but an eitz is mutter. Om Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Hoda Amrish shal evan aser, and even evan that was saying is aser, loya maron, only lechadol, only to sharpen it. But let's say you want to clean your knife. Your knife is full of fat, you want to clean it. Then you're even allowed to use a stone one. Aval haver shamnusa mutter. You're allowed to use a stone sharpener to take off the shamnunis off the knife. So what do you see from here? So you see from here that by a wooden sharpener, even to sharpen it is mutter. That's one version of this Rav Yehuda. Some say it on the sefer, it's be machmer. It says, Rav Huna said that a wooden sharpener is mutter. Not so fast. Only to take off the shamnunis is mutter to use shalait. A chadida also. That means to sharpen it. Either way, it's also mechlal. The bishal even fill a havish shamnusa also. Or even to use a stone sharpener, even to take off this galoshin, even to take off the shamnunis, it would be also to take off the shamnunis, even though it's not. I'm sharpening it. Still, it would be also. Now, what would be the reason why it's also? So the Reish Yosef says the also would be. Is because maybe if you're going to come to take off the shamnunis with an even sharpener, with a stone sharpener, you might come to sharpen it. That's one shot. Or maybe it's like a maras ayin, it looks like I'm trying to do it, and therefore be awesome. So that's two versions in this Rabbi Huda. I think Gemara has another one. So I think Gemara Vaiter. Some say it on our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, "Emeshchizim asakam yamtiv." Omra hu dom Shmuel loyshono lechada. The whole iser to sharpen the knife is only to sharpen it. Avol havisham nusa mutta. But you're allowed to use this sharpener, whatever it is. We're not specifying if it's eitz or if it's even, if it's wood, if it's stone. But the havisham nusa is always mutta. Mechlal the gabi chaverta that to do one on top of another knife fill a chad and I mutta even with the sharper. Vikin the maslaw sefer av masir gabi chaverta. We don't mishmu that you allowed to do one on top of another one. Have a shamnusa. Take off the shamnusa. Take off the fat. Have a charet to sharpen it. Aser mechlad meshchezes. I feel have a shamnusa aser. But do use a regular sharpener. Even shamnunus will be aser. And it's not clear how we paskin. The truth is, Beikah Adin. We'll see. We paskin like Yehuda anyway. But all these things are going according to Rabbanu. Hold you're not allowed to do machshir ach nefesh. But in the Rabbanu that we hold that you're not allowed to do machshir ach nefesh. How do we paskin? So some say we paskin that you only use shel eitz, and some say that even shel eitz you can't use. We'll see. We'll speak it out as we go along with the Gemara. Now, man tana the meshchez also. Who is the tana of our mishnah that holds that you're not allowed to sharpen a knife? Zok the Gemara, Amar Rav Chista, the loyk Rav Yehuda. It's not like Rav Yehuda. The Tanai, we're looking at the Mishnah later on, it says, Ein ben Yontav v'Shabbos al Oichel Nefesh Bevad. The only difference between Yontav and Shabbos is Oichel Nefesh. That means all malachas that are osar on Shabbos are osar on Yontav, besides for Oichel Nefesh, which is mutar on Yontav. And Rav Yehuda, Matir, Af Machshir Oichel Nefesh. Yehuda Matir, he says, even Machshir Oichel Nefesh mutar. Not only Oichel Nefesh itself, but even Machshir Oichel Nefesh. So our Mishnah is not like Rav Yehuda. Only Rav Rav Chista. The Rashidim Mishmecha, they say over in your name, Halach Rav Yehuda, we pass like Rav Yehuda. Amalei, so Rav Chista answered, Yehi Rav, the Chol Kol Hanim Mili Ma'alei Sidrishim Mishmai. It would be very nice if all such good members would be said for me. Basically, he's agreeing that we do pass, and I hold, we pass in Rav Yehuda, and I wish he would say even more nice things b'shem me, and he would pass in the Elada sharper knife on Yomtiv al Tzmachshir al Chanefesh. You have to speak out that even Rabbi Yehuda is only matir if it happens, something happened on Yomtiv. If you could have done before Yomtiv, then even, we'll see more later on, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that Dvarim She'ef Shalat Hissamar of Yomtiv, something you could do from before Yomtiv, you're not allowed to do on Yomtiv. It's Machshirim, only mutter if it cannot be done before Yomtiv. You didn't know about it before Yomtiv. If you knew about it before Yomtiv, you didn't do it, then it cannot be done on Yomtiv.